What up, you guys? Have the Music Diva Talk tonight. Look, I'm out and about, but we still gonna do this show. You know what I mean? It's at the end of the day. What do? We put this on Spotify, Apple Music. Hold on, Levon, I'm gonna get you in shortly. Let me... What up, Guillermo? Oh, shit. Wait. Okay. There's a light. Brandy, I'm gonna invite you in right now.
Hello.
Hey, darling.
Hello, hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, pretty?
Well, I'm good. I'm out here looking crazy, but you look beautiful. I love that hat.
You love it? Oh, my God. You know, we about to launch the beret line.
I'm saying, I'm trying to figure out how I can get one to get this wig together. So I need to be fabulous as well.
We might need a supply of your wigs.
I'm trying to tell you, don't get mad at me today. We a little rough, but let me tell you, this here, because y'all ain't going to show you what my hair really look like, but y'all seen me last time. This wig, this is a almost 2-year wig, and it's hanging in there. It's, you know, kinky straight, nice little something. I could do a little, yeah.
It looks good. I mean, like, Brandy, you stay fresh.
I'll be trying. Today is I came from the gym. I worked today, and then I went to the dentist this morning, and I went to the gym, so I have to not show you my attire, but we're working it out a little bit. See that? You see that? It's something there. I don't know. It's something.
No, but you look good, and you know how to style good. You know how to do the edges and everything.
I'll be trying, but it's easy when you have a beautiful palette to work with, my love.
Such as yourself.
You know.
Ooh!
You working out too, girl? Okay, it's so important. I'm trying to get my life together. My birthday's coming. And I'm not doing it for my birthday, but I'm just saying my birthday's coming and I'm getting a little bit, you know, older. Not old, just, what they call it, seasoned. I'm getting seasoned and I want to keep it together. I don't want to lose a little bit I got and I want to perfect it a little bit. So, you know, I could be out in these streets acting up. Well, maybe not the streets because of COVID, but whatever. Out on social media acting up. Try and get my life together. You working out too, man? What's up? We got to keep it together. We got to stay healthy, stay fit, keep it right, keep it tight.
That's right. We about to invite Maine in the room. You know what I'm saying, man? We going to get you in the room right now.
Lazy girl workouts. I feel it. Hey, you can sit down and watch TV and do some leg lifts or some arm curls or something. I'm doing some arm curls right now.
That's
wine.
You drink some wine. Look, that's I'm at the bar. Nigga, I'm at the bar.
Hello.
I'm Sam, man.
What's up?
Man.
What up, mate?
I said you didn't feel like putting on your lashes. Hey, man, I ain't feeling it. I was like, my sis about to bring me on. Man, I ain't feeling like no lashes and all this pretty girl stuff.
Them days. I got half a lash on. I got some over here, but none on this side.
You must got them expensive individuals.
Something like that. Something like that.
I need the strips. I need to be able to take this shit off when I get home. I can't do it.
I know the feeling.
That hat is lovely, by the way. That is you. You out here looking like the straight sister soldier up out here on the ass.
Okay.
Power to people,
our
nigga.
Is beautiful.
That's cute. I've been seeing you in the photos. I said, okay. She turned into the hat lady, ain't she, baby? It ain't the cat in the hat. It's the diva in the hat.
That's cute. That's so true.
No, that's so true. I'm let me invite my girl Sierra. What up, Sierra? Log in, boo. Like, I'm just so like grateful and happy to, you know. Hey, Sierra.
Hi.
With your pretty self.
Don't you look beautiful? You guys look
hello.
Hi.
Yes. You
guys look beautiful as well.
Thank you. Thank you. So I just want to, you know, introduce the show. This is Diva Talk Tonight, the podcast show. Normally I have two co-hosts with me, but I got one and it's, you know, my girl Brandy. And we got two special guests for you guys today. We got Sierra and LaVon.
Hey, man.
Yes. So I wanted to start off with Sierra first. Like, oh my God, Sierra. Like, I was on that.
We're losing you. I don't know if they can hear you. It's breaking up a little bit.
Can you guys hear me?
I can.
It could be.
Yeah, me. I can hear you.
I can hear you now.
Okay, you guys can hear me now. Okay. So I wanted to talk about, like, Sierra, the latest film that you were in with History Maker. You know what I mean? That was, like, big. It was you. It was Karen, and it was Kara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So tell us about that film, because you were doing big things in that.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's called My Sister's Keeper. It's a sci-fi movie, and it's about three sisters. I'm one of the three sisters, and basically, we're vigilantes. We go around trying to fight crime. And we realize that we have these powers that, you know, we didn't know we were born with. And as the movie goes along, we get more in tune with what our skills are. And we use that to fight the vigilantes and to find out more about, like, where we come from and how we have all these magical powers. So I like it. It's like a all-girl cast almost. Well, not an all-girl cast, but all of the main characters are females and Black females. And it's an independent film. So, you know, we're not trying to go with all of the main Hollywood people. We're, like, doing it on our own. So, you know, that's really good. And, you know, it's Oakland made. You know, so I'm proud of everybody. I feel like we all did a really good job.
No, you guys did a tremendous job. And I mean, I've been seeing you in other projects besides that. Like, you have a heavy internet presence and you have, like, a heavy following. You know what I mean?
I don't even think of myself as like having a heavy following, but
no, you're a celebrity. Like, you are. That's why I was like, oh shit, we gonna get her on the show. Like, 8 minutes ago.
I actually got to see her in action because I was on the production team of that film. And so I was hiding in the background getting to watch you guys do a lot of the action scenes and everything. So that was really, really fun and exciting to see everybody doing their thing. I enjoyed it. I was over there with a little, go ahead. But I was happy to be there and watch you guys do your thing. It was really,
I think I did an extra. I was an extra in the living room. We was remember I brought the main wings, the chicken.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, I remember you bringing your wings.
Yeah, I was an extra. Yeah.
Yeah.
Main wings.
Wings. I had a little extra role, and I brought my main wings. Everybody was eating on them. I remember you now, yeah.
Yeah,
that's what's up. That's what's up. And then Sierra, you were also in Farrell's other film, Ram's film that actually got recently. I think he said 20 million streams.
Watch Phoenix Rise on Instagram.
Yes.
I mean, on YouTube. Yeah.
Go, man.
Thank you. Well, you know, it was something that took you know, everybody to pull together and, you know, Ram and Drop, you know, they were like the, they were big parts behind it because, you know, Ram was producing and Drop was writing and they came to me with the idea of the part. And I was like, wow, you know, like I was really shocked that they would pick me to do like a main role, but I was really excited and I really did work hard and I put a lot of energy into it. So I'm happy to see like that people are seeing it. And yeah.
Ram a good guy. I've been knowing him since the 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
We went to Harris Court together, and he was real sweet then, and he's still sweet now.
Yeah, he is a beautiful, beautiful soul.
Definitely, and he works hard. Mm-hmm. And gosh, like I don't know too many producers, directors that are like in his place right now that are doing what he's doing in the Bay.
So. Yeah. You know, he was real shy in school though.
Yeah.
He just now coming out. Well, for me, growing up with him in school, being in his Duh Lab class and him just sitting there, he was just like a smart guy, but like really, really quiet. Like, for real, though. You know what mm-hmm. I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And the first movie that we did, Town Biz, I feel like that, like, back then, it wasn't really like a whole bunch of people making movies. Like now, it's a lot more people, which is good. You know, I'm happy to see everybody being creative, and I encourage like more people to get involved in doing that. But man, like I feel like we kind of like kicked it off a little bit with like the independent film stuff.
Mm-hmm. No, you guys totally did, and like. I mean, honestly, that was like a blast for you. Like, I've seen you on so many platforms, Sierra. You were on Fox Soul, too. Like, that's huge.
Oh, yeah. With the, I forgot the guy's name. Dr.
She caught you off guard now.
I know. I got caught off guard on that one. I had a brain for it. Sorry.
So, Sierra, tell us, like, what are your main goals? Like, we've seen you act. I know VJTV really well. We've seen you do hosting gigs. What is your ultimate goal? What do you want to do?
Well, I'm getting more into entrepreneurship. I want to start a nonprofit soon. I'm actually in the process of, like, you know, researching how I want to get it set up and all of that, but that's something I want to do in the near future. And I'm already into real estate, so I'm trying to get a little bit more into real estate and you know, just, you know, ownership, because once you're able to work for yourself, you're able to be in more control of your life. You have more financial freedom. So I want to focus more on that and still, you know, be creative and do what I do, you know, but that's what I want to be my main focus moving forward. And I'm also, you know, I also want to get more into speaking about political topics and current events and activism and stuff like that, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now. And you know, I don't know where you guys are on the political spectrum, but you know, we have a recall election coming up with Gavin Newsom. Yep. And you know, I'm personally for the recall for him to go because he has all these strict mandates for the COVID pandemic. And if we were to get rid of him, then most of the people that are going against him, they're saying that they want to end that. So I feel like right now, a lot of people in California, like they're using the jobs to try to force people into getting the vaccines. And I think they're rushing to do that because they know it's a possibility that Gavin Newsom may be on his way out. And a new person may be coming in, and it's a Black guy that's running named Larry Elder. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him, but he's a Republican, you know, which I think is actually good. You know, I lean more on the conservative side of things. And I think that's, you know, real good for California. So I would be more interested in like seeing like where you guys are at with that and what you guys think about that.
That's a good question. Shoot. Oh my God.
I'm thinking that you might be right. I'm taking sociology classes right now. And I was writing about how it seemed like they just like gave us certain laws back in the day, like Jim Crow and all that. And it seemed like they're trying to go back to the past, you know, like with the voting and, you know, just doing all this stuff. Like it's like a revise from back in the day, trying to bring back what they done to us back in the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying, and I agree with what you're saying, because, you know, right now that a lot of people, like the Democrats, they're trying to push socialism and communism, and they're like, oh, capitalism is evil, you know, but I feel like communism is a Black man and a Black woman worst enemy. We don't want to be, you know, in no communist environment where we can go to jail for saying certain things or doing certain things, or them saying like, oh, you could only have two kids, or, you know, it's stuff like that going on in places like China. You
know, I remember somebody telling me about that.
Yeah. And, you know, yeah. If we are out of freedom, I mean, if we are out of slavery and we're, you know, free, and we have the ability to learn how to be involved in the capitalism and to, you know, get economic wealth and to build off of that. It's like now that people are starting to get the hang of it and learn more about it, it's like now they're trying to take it away, you know. And to me, you know, if they do that, where is that going to leave us, you know, especially people that's already like, you know, middle class or below middle class, where, like, you know, it's going to be like the have and the have nots. They will basically eliminate the middle class. And it's like, basically, you either a slave or you know, somebody in charge, you know. So I feel like that's real dangerous when people start, you know, supporting these sort of things. And, you know, socialism is cool, you know, like with, you know, the idea of helping people out and welfare and all of that. And, you know, I totally understand it. You know, a lot of people in my family get government assistance and all that. I'm not going to say like I've never gotten government assistance before, especially growing up with a family. Like I'm really familiar with it. I'm a part of that system, you know.
It's government assistance.
Me too, my family.
So yeah,
right. And you know, but it does cripple people, you know. And
I agree.
I feel like it put me at a disadvantage, because if my parents would have been, you know, ahead of the game, I would have been able to learn more, and I would have been that much more ahead of the game. Now I got to learn everything on my own and try to, you know, break the cycle, you know, and be that first person to do all of that. When you have a lot of these other people, they have generational wealth handed down to them, and they make stuff, it makes stuff a lot easier for them, you know? You know, it's a lot that we gotta work on and we gotta change, but I don't see how we're gonna do that if we in like some communist sort of environment, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
I agree.
Yeah, and then with Gavin Newsom, you know, with him shutting down all these businesses and you know, making it where we're on lockdown for over a year and a half, you know, it's not healthy. It hurts us. And if you don't agree with that, and you don't agree with, you know, them mandating vaccines, it's best to try to recall him, because most likely the people coming in after him won't be doing that.
Right. So with that being said, are you vaccinated or?
Hell no. There y'all go with this bullshit.
Where are y'all at on here? Y'all vaxxed up?
I'm Johnson and Johnson.
I'm Moderna. And let me tell you, it's because my doctor called me 3 times. He was like, I got the Moderna shot. And I was like, well,
they was acting like it was dope, huh, sis? Hey, right. I got that good shit.
Wait, did you get the shot?
I got the shot. I got the Moderna shot twice. But let me tell you something. Like, everybody who I talked to, they're like, you know, I've had, you know, sickness and whatever. Me, my arm was just swole, and that's it. But say somebody like my brother who had the Moderna shot, that nigga was sick for like a whole week, throwing up, chills, like everything. And I'm like, I didn't get that.
Man, I felt spacey, like I was on some dope or something. My feet was tingling and shit. I was like, ah, oh, they gave me the shit. Ah, I got the shit.
So you got both shots?
No, I got Johnson & Johnson, just one.
Just one?
The one injection.
And what about you?
I did not, and I am not.
I don't want her to try.
I believe if I had a chance to do it all over again, I might have wouldn't, because I actually think I'm a carrier, because ever since I was a kid, I ain't never had chicken pops. I ain't never had none of that shit, but somebody that came around me always got it. So I'm thinking that I'm more of a carrier than a person that can, like, my immune system. Like, I can carry it and give it to you, but I won't get it. So
right. Okay, you know. So for LaVon and Kelda, since you guys are vaccinated, I wanted to know, do you guys think that it should be mandated for everybody to take it?
No.
I don't.
Because everybody has a, you know, different system. Mm-hmm. And there's no telling how their system may react from it, because aren't they shooting antibodies in you, right? The actual
no.
Well, there's okay. No. You want me to explain it? Because
no, I don't know. It's antibodies. I'm just playing.
What they're doing is they're shooting live strands of the virus. You know how they call it an mRNA vaccine. So they are they're manipulating your RNA they're manipulating your RNA so that your body creates these spike proteins. And that is what your body identifies as the coronavirus or COVID-19, and then your body will create antibodies to fight it off. So that's how it works. But the problem with it is,
you made me start jerking right now. Stop it.
Look, I just want you, but I think you guys should know this just for your.
No, it's okay, sis. It's all good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But like, no, on a serious note, the problem is with the shot is that, you know, once the spike proteins start producing, there's no way to make your body stop it. You know, so it's like you're constantly producing the spike proteins and constantly producing the antibodies. Now you're immune system is overworking itself, and it's constantly working nonstop throughout the year, whereas it would only have did it when you came in contact with the virus before. So that's the issue that I have with it. You know, for anybody that's thinking about taking it, you know, or got one and you thinking about taking the second one, you know, that's something to consider. There are some people that suggest like fasting or different things you could do to try to detox, to try to like get it out of you if you don't want it in you no more. You know, it's still so everybody's like, you know, still trying to figure out like how all of this works, but you know, that's why I'm so against it. And you know, there's a lot of people that I know that got it and they're fine. Nothing happened to them. So I'm not saying.
But you got a valid point, though. And even, you remember how we was kids and we used to have to get those booster shots and all those shots? I got a sister that she didn't want her baby to get none of that stuff. They almost put her child out of school. She had to go get this special paper to be like, I don't want my, she felt like it was giving kids ADD and making them
artistic.
Artistic. Right. She
yeah, the MMR shot is the shot that it makes black boys artistic, is the highest rate out of anybody.
That's for measles and rubella, I believe.
Yeah, measles, mumps, and rubella.
I wasn't educated up on that until she told me, like, sister, I don't want my baby getting no shots. And I was looking at her like, this been going on for years. What is you talking about? But that was the first time that I got educated on all that.
And that's something that, you know, the government, it's not going to educate you on, right?
Yeah, you definitely got to find the information. You know, what's this guy named? Alex Jones, InfoWars. He's like an independent journalist. You can find like a lot of his videos. I think it's like on bandtv.com or it might be on infowars.com. I'm pretty sure they got links to it. And then it's another website called BitChute, like, it's BITCHUE or something like that. They be having a lot of his stuff on there. It's kind of like a YouTube, but it's like it's more freer, like where you could post more controversial stuff. So usually stuff that they don't let you post on YouTube, you could go on there and see. And they'll have like the doctors that's been taken off the internet. Because a lot of times, the doctors that could speak out about this stuff, they'll take them off and censor them. So a lot of people...
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Whoa. Now, let me ask you this. Have any of your family or anybody you know caught the COVID?
Yeah.
How did you feel about that?
They lived. And it's a 99% survival rate. You know, Your body, I feel like, is a lot healthier than what the news is trying to make it seem like, you know.
Because it's only if you have, like, an underlying condition, right? Like, if you have issues already, right? Or
Well, yeah. If you're somebody that have issues already, I would, you know, more so do something to treat that underlying issue. Like, if you have diabetes, you know, you can stop eating meat. You can detox and, you know, try to cleanse your system. There's different herbs and stuff you can take to cleanse your system. There's this thing called My Olive Leaf, and you can go to myoliveleaf.biz or something, or .com. But if you go on Google and you put in My Olive Leaf, it should pop up. Tasha K be promoting it sometimes on her videos and stuff. You could take that. That helps with cleansing your body and keeping like infections and stuff and parasites out your body. It's all kind of things that, you know, people can do. And but when they say underlying symptoms, that means like you have to be like bedridden, like stage 5 or 7. I don't know how high the number with cancer goes, but you know, you would have to be like really high up there, or have full blown AIDS, or just be somebody that's so sickly you can't go outside, you know,
like heart problems.
Yeah, that when they say underlying symptoms, it's like stuff like that. But I know people that they'll be like, oh, well, I had asthma when I was younger, so, you know, I got an underlying symptom, I think I should take it. Like, I don't think that somebody like that should take it. And even with somebody who has an underlying symptom, like, I don't know, maybe it is better for them to take a shot. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But if it was me, I would do something to try to cleanse myself to, you know, get rid of whatever the sickness is.
And what scared me is when a few people died from taking a shot. That's what scared me. I was like,
damn. So you know some people that died?
No, I don't know nobody, but I saw it on the news. Like, you know, like that was like, wow, they really took a shot that was supposed to protect them and it killed them. Like, that was a lot.
Are you talking about, I'm sorry, are you talking about the Johnson & Johnson shot? Because
no, it was, I think a few people died from the one you got, and then some people got blood clots from the one I got.
That was a running theme, blood clotting. Yeah.
Which one, Brandy?
The blood clotting was more of a running theme. More often, people are starting to hear that, among other things.
Wasn't it Johnson & Johnson that had
that, but somebody died that got the shot that you had got too a while back when it first
started. It's been reports for people dying from all of the shots and getting injured like from all of the shots, like, but
you're going to be underreported if the the states are trying to mandate the vaccine. It's safe to assume that the numbers and statistics that are being shared about the people who are vaccinated, who are being hospitalized and dying, is going to be underreported, and the people who are hospitalized and dying who are unvaccinated is going to be overreported, because they're trying to coax you all
keep into it on
getting the vaccine. Right. Exactly. So statistics, I mean, they like to brush it off. I'm not very, very big on the actual. I know some people don't like that, but whatever. I'm just saying, I don't trust the statistics. I'm going to look at the science prior to all the controversy, because that's before anybody had a reason to manipulate it. Right now, there's a reason to manipulate the numbers and to rely on that. My thing when it comes to the vaccine and everybody who's pent against each other, having it and not having it, I think the people who are vaccinated, who are anti-unvaccinated people, need to understand, because I have family members that I get into it with all the time about it. I just want, and you can check this on the CDC website directly from the people that's telling you to get it. You can get it from YouTube, get it from Google. You can get it straight from your doctor if you ask the right questions. At the end of the day, and this is my thing, at the end of the day, if you get the vaccine, you can still catch COVID. You can
right, so that didn't make no COVID. Sense to me. Yeah, yes, that was crazy.
You can still catch it. You can still carry it. You can still try. I'm not telling you don't get it. I'm just saying a lot of people don't understand the facts. Everybody talk about fake news and misinformation. This is a fact per the CDC, per the people, persons that created the mRNA vaccines. You can still catch COVID. You can still transmit COVID, and it is a known fact that the current vaccine does not, I repeat, per the CDC, does not fight the Delta variant, which is on the rise right now, my friends. It is on the rise, and the vaccine is not made to address the Delta variant. And as a result of becoming mass inoculated, which is getting a vaccine, you are, like she said earlier, it weakens your immune system, and it also promotes mutations of the virus within the system. So again, there are people who, you know, have underlying conditions, whatever they may be, that feel, listen, I am not anti-vaccine. I am anti-misinformation and misleading the people. If it makes sense to you, go on and get it. Whatever makes you feel good. But I feel like you should know. And don't be out here talking crazy to people that's not vaccinated, because y'all not wearing your mask. Y'all traveling like crazy, doing what you want to do, talking about I'm vaccinated, I'm safe, because that's what they're telling you. Right. You're worse off than the people who aren't vaccinated, because people who think they vaccinated are safe are not washing their hands. They're not using sanitizer. They're not keeping 6 feet apart. They're not following protocol because they've been vaccinated and they're safe. That is not true. And you are not protected from the Delta variant. So please just research. Stop being mad at all the people who not getting it. Stop calling them stupid. I listen to a lot of
why would they just say that, though? It should be at your own will or how you feel.
Exactly. So I am anti the mandate. I am not particularly for the recall. I do have an opposing view on that for a different reason, because I just feel like it goes beyond COVID and recalling Newsom, and the person, the last I checked, that was in the lead to replace him. Technically, I don't know if y'all know this, and I'm gonna let this go because I know we have other topics to talk about. But when you are doing in California anyway, when there's a recall, in order for Gavin Newsom to retain his spot, he needs at least 51% of the votes. And out of that 51, the other 49, I believe, can be split amongst 10 people, 20 people, however many. So whoever has the most votes out of that small number wins. And right now, the person leading the opposition against Newsom only has 17% support of Californians, okay? So the person who could potentially replace Newsom only has 17% of California's like support. So you can be potentially, by recalling Newsom, placing a person who is also Republican. I'm not going to get into that, but you could be replacing Newsom with somebody that the majority doesn't even want.
Who's the person that got 17%?
If you look it up, I can actually look it up before we're done here to get the name. But there, it was on the news a couple of days ago that I was listening to.
Was it Larry Elder?
He wasn't black. That's why I said it was a couple of days ago, so it could have changed. You know, the numbers are always fluctuating. But at the end of the day, my point is that the person that will replace him doesn't have to have 50% of the votes, doesn't have to have 25% of the votes. The person who replaces him only has to have the majority of votes out of his opposers. And so that could be, I don't want to say anybody, but it could be anybody. So if you are going to vote for the recall against Newsom, make sure that you please do your research about all the people that are running against him and who's in the lead, because you could very well be replacing him with someone who may or may not be in alignment with your views outside of COVID. You understand what I'm saying? And then as people, women of color, some of the people that are running against him are standing on a vaccination platform to win. However, a lot of their other points and values are not helpful to us in what we're trying to do as people of color, let alone women. So I say that to say, just make sure that we really look into his opposition if we're going to go in that direction, and make sure we really vote for the people that we think are going to make a real change for us and have been doing so prior to COVID. Don't let COVID be the reason alone. Let it be a reason, but not the reason.
Can you give an example of what is something that you, like a reason why you would want Gavin Newsom to stay, and an example of what you don't support outside of COVID that the opposing party would be doing?
So, to be honest, I haven't made up my mind, because I am still, like I'm saying, still listening to the news and figuring out what I want to do. I'm waiting to the last minute. September 14th is the date. So, but I have some time and I'm not rushing it. I, for me, even though I have identified as a Democrat, like you said, I'm not in support for all the things that we already discussed about COVID and all of that. And I know that's what Gavin Newsom's platform is. A lot of people want to recall him also because he hasn't been handling the homelessness issues within California, which is running rampant through San Francisco and Oakland. I think that's a real issue that needs to be addressed. So I feel like those are very good reasons, maybe not to recall, but to push why he needs to like do his job better. So I'll just say that. Some of the people, or the person that I can't, I'm so sorry I don't have his name, but the person that I'm talking about who had the 17% is in alignment with Mitt Romney, who we all know, you know, has had some, I'm gonna say, racist views in certain things. it's some people are just like, it's not about Democrat Republicans, because there are some great Republicans and there are some horrible Democrats, right? Yeah. So I'm not going to be all on one side or the other. I've learned that in growing. Oh, Democrat, wait, Democrat, I don't even know what
speaking that is. Speaking on sides, not to cut you off, but do you know I just learned by reading my sociology class what the left and what the right mean? when they be like, yeah, the left side, the right side, they like really warring. I didn't realize what they was talking about till I read it in my homework. Describe what the left and the right mean. I'm like, what is that? I mean, it is really serious.
Yeah, political views can mess up families, mess up relationships, friendships,
the media. Kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, predominantly a lot of conservatives who are Republicans are anti-abortion, which goes into women's rights to do what they want to do with their body. I'm not saying I am for or against it. We get, that's a whole nother topic, but I'm saying certain things like that. The right to bear arms, which I am for, but we all know that while that's a law that many are trying to protect, that often doesn't work in our favor, whether it's in the Constitution, which it is, you know, as a right of ours as citizens of the United States to bear arms. When we all know when Black people bear arms, we get shot. When others bear arms, well, it's my right. I can walk outside with a Uzi and it's okay. So that's why I'm saying, like, I hate to say they, but they enforce a lot of the laws and protections in the Constitution, but not for all of us. And so there are some dangers, I feel, without being, I can't say completely informed because there's always things to learn, but when we jump ship too quickly in the other boat, it's so much more to it that we have to be careful of. Because we just, even though we're not happy with Newsom in this particular area, and it's a big thing, COVID is a big thing and a mandate. I'm so against it. I work at a hospital and I had to do some things to avoid getting the shot. And if it
really
comes down to it, yes. And if it come down to it, they sent out an email today about maybe changing some rules where we don't care about your religion and medical issues. You gonna get it or you gonna have to leave.
Shut up, girl!
I will be leaving. That's how much I'm with you, sis, on believing and not doing that. I'm not getting
it. Girl, you better fall and get a work injury.
They started doing trials. They've started doing trials with children because a lot of people have been asking for vaccinations for children or when it's going to be available. So they have been kind of like they did. It was giving people $20 Walmart cards and all kind of stuff. If you come get the vaccination, they starting to offer families monies, whatever.
Somebody owe me some money then, man. I'm trying to tell
you, it's out there, but be careful. You know what I'm saying? Because they working on the baby's necks. And I'm not doing that to my baby. So if I wouldn't do it to me, I'm not going to do it to her. So I'm going to grow my own food. And like you said, get my entrepreneurship up like I've been trying to do and do all that. But anyway, my point, and I'm going to let it go because we need to get to you, my love, and move on. But at the end of the day, whether it's COVID, whether it's Newsom, people read. People read, please. Read. And don't just read the stuff that's in alignment with your own thinking. Read the other side as well so that you can understand even how to combat it. You understand what I'm saying? You got to know what the other people are talking about so you know why they feel that way, so you can explain to them in their way why they wrong. You know what I'm saying? And it's not about being right or being wrong, but it's about being informed. And you might even learn something from the other side that you didn't know that might change your mind. Probably not, but it's good to understand the other. It's the art of war, okay? You got to get in on the other side to understand how to defeat them. You can't stay in your box. I'm going to let it go there, y'all.
I had some stuff I wanted to say, but we could move on and then afterwards if y'all want to go back.
Nope.
To that,
go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, so as far as the recall election, the person that, as far as the people that are running against Gavin Newsom, if he does get recalled, from my understanding, Larry Elder is like the main person that is in the lead with everybody, and he is very popular compared to all of the other people. And as far as his views outside of the COVID situation, I do agree with a lot of things that he was saying. With he wanted to put a emergency on the homeless situation so that he can get that under control. He also wants to make a business more affordable. He wants to make it more easy to do business and to build housing, affordable housing in California. So, you know, affordable housing is an issue. You know, homelessness, like you were saying before, is an issue. You know, all of these things that he's saying outside, like, I feel like he doesn't have anything that I feel like is off alignment with, you know, where we would need, especially with building a business. You know, everybody there, like, everybody for like the past 17 years have said that California is like one of the worst places to do business. Just if you, for example, if you want to start an LLC, it's $800 a year for your LLC. That's the highest anywhere, you know, compared to all the other states. And it's just a lot of stuff that hinders you, you know, from living here, which is why a lot of people are leaving. And I don't see him, you know, fixing any of these issues. He had a chance, and for him to, like, you know, have these harsh rules, and like at the time when he got caught in a restaurant eating with no mask on with all of his coworkers.
Wow.
This was at a time when, you know, everybody businesses was locked down. I don't even think you could eat indoors or outdoors, you know. Yeah. But he's eating inside with people without a mask, you know, like, so it's just like, if you really thought, you know, it was that serious, aren't you following your own rules? You know, like, so I just feel like he's part of the whole propaganda that they pushing right now with the pandemic. You know, with fabricating stuff and making things seem worse than what it is. When other states was fully open and, you know, not having no issues, we were still locked down and, you know, not having the kids being able to go to school and all of that. So, you know, I don't see no reason why we should keep Gavin Newsom unless I'm missing something, you know. But,
well, when he's done with his position, and that's what some people argue as well, instead of allowing a recall to take place and put another person, regardless of who it is, another person in a seat without the majority of votes, because it's a backhanded way of replacing him. Why not let him, and it's, I'm not saying he should or shouldn't, I'm just saying the argument for some people anti is why not let him finish out the term and let all the candidates who are currently running for governor just run like a normal person, and then everybody has to have the majority of votes instead of the opposing candidates get in under this rule.
Sorry.
Where you don't have to have the majority.
Well, how much longer is Scott in the office if they let him go ahead and do his time?
That's a good question. I'm about to look it up because I was just about to do that.
I mean, but if we were to do that, then all the people that work for the state, they would be forced to get vaccines. You know?
No, that's why I said, I'm not saying that they should or shouldn't. I'm just explaining why some people who are not for the recall, and they're not even necessarily for Newsom, but they're not for the recall for some of the reasons that I mentioned earlier, is because that would, in not recalling him, allowing him to finish out his term, which I'll find out how long that is, but will force the other candidates to receive the majority of votes to be governor versus the majority of votes out of the opposition, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're saying that it'll give Republicans more power.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing, because the Republicans,
for some people's view it is, for some people's view it's not, depending on the candidate that you're backing. Because from what you say, I don't know anything about the man that you were speaking on, Larry Elder. So I'm gonna have to look into it. And based on everything you saying and more research, he may be the one for me to vote for. Like I said, I personally don't know yet. But like I'm all for looking into everybody. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just look at it like, when it comes to our day-to-day lives, which one holds more weight? Giving Gavin Newsom a chance or saving your family from having to get mandatory vaccines? Like, where are our priorities at, you know?
Well, that's why I said it's important to understand everybody's platform, because what if Larry Elder doesn't win? I know that he's one of the two top candidates from what I see, and I'm about to see him looking for the numbers. But what if you don't win and you get somebody else that wins over him who don't have the platform that he has?
That's a good point. So I was watching the recall. If you go on YouTube and you type in California recall debate, all of the candidates that are running against Larry Elder got their chance to speak, because they don't get as much publicity online and on the media as he does. So they all had a chance to talk, and they all have very similar views except for one of them. And I think that's that same one that you said you didn't like. And I was like, ooh, like, I don't like him. But and then it was another one where I was like, I don't know. But it was like this little short little guy, And he was a business owner. He wasn't really a politician. I liked him, you know, but for the most part, they all were in alignment with ending the mandatory vaccines, except for that one guy. And I can't remember his name. I don't have it written down either. But yeah, so I did think about that. And I think that it's a good possibility that that one guy out of all of them other guys, you know, is not going to win, especially with Larry Elder being in the lead. But it's something that I feel like we can do to try to stop our families from having to get these mandatory vaccines. And that's the main thing. And the Democrats, they're in support of mandatory vaccines. They would, if it's up to the Democrats, they would like for the whole state of the United States to have mandatory vaccines. Mm-hmm. So like, I understand, you know, why certain people are on different parties, but you know, sometimes you got to think like, you know, is this party in alignment with what I want my future to look like?
And I agree.
And if they're saying that if they want to push, you know, capitalism, I mean, if they want to push communism and socialism and mandatory vaccines and all of that, I can't get with that. You know, it's not I don't identify with a political party that much to say I'm willing to risk my freedom because I'm a do or die Democrat and I got to make sure we in it to win it.
Understood. You know,
regardless,
as well. That's why I said I totally agree with that, but I apply that to both sides, to Democrats and Republicans, bipartisans, liberals, everybody. Don't vote through loyalty, because right. my mama and my grandmama and all of them was when traditionally Black people was Republicans anyway. That was a little bit different than it is now, but we could talk about that another time. I'm just saying. Again,
and I'm not saying Republicans are
your personal beliefs,
right? And I'm not saying Republicans are, you know, got halos over their head. It was a Republican in office. Bush was a Republican when a whole 9/11 stuff happened, you know, and that was a whole nother, you know, scandal in America. But so, you know, but as for right now, you mm-hmm. know, if you look at what Trump wanted to do and what Biden wanted to do, I think for the Black community, we would have been at a better advantage with the policies that Trump wanted to put in place. And a lot of people didn't want to go with Trump because they felt like he's a racist. But in reality, Joe Biden is more of a racist than Trump is, because Joe Biden,
all in politics, probably are, to be honest.
What you say?
I said a big majority of them at the top in politics probably are.
Yeah, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, everybody who's in office in the government right now, they're all hella old and they've been in office for like the last 70 years and they asked me to go retire in an old folks home somewhere and let the people who, you know, is more young and able to, you know, turn the country or the, you know, not the United States around in a different direction. You know, I think they just need to let that happen, you know, because they're trying to push it to go in this communist direction, you know, because they know, like, I feel like they know their time is going to be up soon. And they know that, you know, as time goes on, they said in the U.S. Census that, you know, by the year 2050, the population is going to be a majority Black and brown people, mm-hmm. you know, and they don't want to give up, you know, they power, but eventually
right.
it's going to go away. And I feel like the only way they can hold on to that is communism, you know, because at that point, it's like, it don't matter who's the majority anymore, because they have all the say-so, and they're dictating what's going on, you know. So, you know, I think it's way bigger than, like, a Black and white thing right now. Is way bigger than a Republican, it Democrat. Definitely is, you know, sure. it's like really like who wants to be free and who wants to control the world. Like it's like a battle between those two people right now.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. Oh my God. Wow. I mean, it's just like, it's just weird. Like, you don't know what the world is coming to. You know what I mean? Because we have people on both sides of the fence. You know what I mean? And so it's kind of like, when we all come to a conclusion, it's like one doesn't outweigh the other. You know what I mean? Everybody's still equally on the same side of the fence. Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But, I did find it kind of weird, like, when Gavin Newsom was like, okay, you know, you guys don't have to wear masks after June 15th, and now we have to wear our mask again. And now, in the city of San Francisco, in order to go into a, you know, a club or bar or whatever, you have to show your card.
Shut up, girl!
That you've been vaccinated.
A lot of places.
And now, I'm starting to think, I'm like, niggas gonna start slinging that shit.
They already started.
Okay. Just like when we were younger and, you know, they give you, you know, they sling you fake driver's license or whatever. Now
they IDs.
Now they go sling some vaccine ID. And it's funny, I got two of them because I lost my first one. So she was like, oh, I have to give you two. So make sure you staple those two together. I'm like, I ain't stapling this shit together. Like, but. It's weird now, like, that's the norm.
Damn.
So, with that being said, do you guys think we'll be on lockdown again anytime soon? Maybe you guys already covered that, but...
I think we might.
I think it might be coming.
I mean, not technically, we are still kind of, like, on lockdown right now. They're saying like you still have to. Well, they're saying they're not saying like stay in your house as much as they used to, but they are saying like wear your mask, you know. So I feel like I've never been to a place that told me they had to. I've never been to a place where I had to show like a vaccination card. Like that just sounds hella scary.
Yeah,
anybody would even ask for that.
But. Yeah, San Francisco. That's what they said.
I saw that. A lot of places trying to require.
You have to show a card.
I didn't know that.
Well, I heard the alternative. Some of them are saying if you could show proof of a negative test, they would take that as an alternative because these businesses want to stay open. So they're not going to be turning away everybody. But I feel like in San Francisco specifically, I believe, I don't know if it was a city mandate that you need to have proof or something. I don't know. But. FYI, Gavin Newsom's term ends in 2023.
Oh,
I can't wait that long.
So that's another year and what is it, five months?
That's a long time.
And it's a long time. 2023. If he wins the recall, he will continue to sit until 2023.
Oh gosh. And it's funny, people are discussing this now, but 2023, that's a long time from now.
It's a full year, almost a year and a half, but it's a full year. What is September? 9th month? So 3 or 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are you guys doing in terms of trying to stay safe? I know some of you guys said you had the vaccination, some didn't. What are you doing to protect yourself?
Staying healthy.
I take things that boost my immune system. I drink a lot of tea, with like lemon and lime. I try to exercise sometimes.
Did you say you were vaccinated or no?
No, I'm not. No.
Okay. And Brandon, same thing.
You're not vaccinated. No, ma'am.
Yeah. No, I, you know what I mean? Like,
I think LeVon said she had one shot, but not the second one.
Right.
Yeah. She had the Johnson & Johnson. It was one shot. And like you guys said earlier, there was a recall on that. So,
And that's the problem that I had initially and currently with the vaccine is the way it came about. And I think we talked about this on another episode. But first of all, Corona was considered an epidemic, not a pandemic. And you cannot release a vaccine without 5 years minimum of clinical trials, unless it is under the umbrella of a pandemic, in which we now have been considered to be. And in order to be considered a pandemic, a certain percentage or a number of deaths have to have occurred, and that number did not get reached with COVID. However, they still labeled it as a pandemic. They still cut corners to make the vaccine, and then now it's being mandated. And there's a lot of people who don't get sick and totally fine. There's a lot of people who do get sick and a lot of people who die. And I feel like, to me, I don't want to take that risk. I feel like it's just as risky as not taking it at all and catching COVID and surviving or not. That's just me. Don't call me stupid. Don't call me crazy. That's just, I'm entitled. But the facts are, I know that they ran some trials, but from what I saw, and this may have changed, but initially the trials that were ran when they first rolled out the vaccine was all on healthy people. And we all know that people with underlying conditions have been having more of the adverse reactions from the vaccine. And so the people in our community who have a lot of issues with healthcare and you know, food deserts and all that kind of stuff who are getting the vaccine are more susceptible to becoming hurt by it just because of those underlying conditions, which they're saying is the reason why you should get it. But that, in fact, can make you, depending on the person, but can make you a little bit more susceptible to getting sick from it. But yeah, there's just a lot of questions. There was a lot of flip-flop back and forth about the vaccine and who should get it, who shouldn't get it, wear a mask, don't wear a mask, all this kind of stuff. I just have questions. And when my questions are answered, then I feel like I can make an informed decision whether I would do that or not. And right now, the questions that I have are not answered. And the questions that have been answered are telling me, don't do this shit. So.
Y'all ain't nowhere.
That's me. But I respect it. I have pretty much my family has done it. Parents, siblings, oh, not everybody, but a good majority of my family. And they're looking at me like I'm crazy as hell. And I'm like, hey, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully we all are healthy and safe, but.
Yeah.
Mm. But so wait, but what are they talking about where they're saying that we'll have to get a booster shot next? So does that qualify for people who have not been vaccinated?
What do you mean qualify?
I mean, like, do you have to get vaccinated first with any of the
So if for you to so if it was somebody, once they come out with the booster shots, it's gonna be for basically people that's been vaccinated with both shots, and then they take the booster shot on top of that, because I guess they're saying, oh, go ahead.
I was just saying, as a continuous thing, the booster shot.
Because they have a whole lot of reasons for why they suggesting it. But long story short, you know, it would come after those two. So once they come out with the booster shots, if somebody that's never been vaccinated comes to the doctor, I would assume that they would have to get the first two shots first and then the booster shot, you know. But I would strongly suggest to not get a booster shot. But then again, I can't say that, because for somebody that has the shot, you know, it may be better for you to get the booster shot because you already started that process. I don't know, you know, but I do know there are some doctors that are more truthful than others, you know. So I would suggest to try to get advice from like a doctor that's against the shot to see what they say.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's so funny to say that, because it's like my doctor, he's the total opposite. He's like, I told him initially, I'm like, I don't want vaccine. I don't want none of that. And he was just like, I got it and it's limited and you better come get it or else I'm going to like take you off my priority list.
Yeah. They did that to a couple of people, I heard.
They're not supposed to do that. That goes against their license. You know, you can't trust somebody like that. I would definitely get a second opinion, third opinion.
Who gets it and who don't?
Because I mean, in all honesty, like the Moderna shot, it didn't do me bad, but it did make it seem like I had like an extra muscle.
Yeah, that happens with that type of shot. That's typical.
My brother got really sick. He had
everything, diarrhea, all that shit. I didn't get it. But I'm just like, you know, how is something like this supposed to make you feel the total opposite? You know what I mean? Like, if you have COVID, you're supposed to feel like that. But when you get the shot, you're not supposed to feel.
It's supposed to lessen your symptoms, and you're getting symptoms. Right. I don't know.
I'm just putting the word, I'm not getting the booster shot. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah. Yeah. I'll take my supplements, my vitamins. I ain't getting no booster shot. Like, no.
It's just a lot. To me, it's just a lot in a really short span of time to be introducing all these foreign things into your body. People are like, oh, you eat fast food anyway, and what's the difference, and all these crazy reasons why you should just go on to be a sheep. I'm going to say it. But that's rude. I'm sorry, y'all, that took the shot. Y'all ain't sheep. But no, seriously, though, I feel like just get off our back, make the best decision for you, and understand that it's a foreign substance, that it's mRNA is part of this DNA that's used to transcribe how your cells react and becoming what they do, right? So if you're injecting this new code, mRNA code, this new code into your body, telling your cells to do X, Y, and Z, they're telling us, and I know it sounds conspiracy theory, but they're telling us it's for COVID. But this mRNA could be for COVID as well as X, Y, and Z. And they could be transcribing all kind of different proteins for your body to react to this, react to that. The point is, that could be true. It could not be true. We don't know. And that's the problem. Yes, we eat a lot of things and we do a lot of things that we don't know is within it. But that's a choice. We don't know what's in McDonald's food, but that's a choice. They're not mandating we eat fucking hamburgers every day from McDonald's. Right. They're mandating this vaccine. And that's the difference that I hate, that I keep hearing on the news. You eat this, you drink this, you go here. I don't care about none of that. That is all by choice. And the issue here for people is that they're mandating that you put an unknown, really unapproved substance into your body. I don't care if the FDA decide tomorrow it's okay. For this whole time, it's been unapproved for a reason. Okay? And they've been taking this time trying to find a legal backdoor into making it legal. So I just need everybody to understand that something's going on. Even, I'm not saying that COVID is not real. It's definitely real. It's an issue. But there have been doctors and nurses out here saying that it's not COVID the way it's presented to us through the media. It is a sickness. It is a virus going around, like as if it were another strain of stronger flu. CDC is not going to say that because they're pushing the vaccine. But there have been licensed medical professionals that have gone up to Congress, okay, that have spoken on behalf of not getting vaccinated for various reasons of how this is all unfolding in an improper fashion without enough data, scientific data. So, you know, y'all, you know, just read the journals, read the science journals, and learn how vaccines and viruses work. Learn the laws about how things are supposed to go. And then maybe even if you still believe in vaccinations, you'll understand why the people who choose not to have chosen not to, because we want the real. We want the information. We want the answers. And they're not coming because they don't exist.
Right. And just a suggestion for people that do want to like research and stuff, because like when I first started, I was like, well, dang, I don't know what to research or like what I look for and stuff. So what had helped me was, you know, like looking at the videos of the independent journalists and the doctors and stuff that was being censored. So the stuff that they were talking about, then it's like, okay, now I know what to go and look at and research. Yeah. and get more information on. It gave me like a sense of direction, you know, so, you know, don't just, you know, look at the video and stop there, but, you know, check out, you know, things that they saying and listen to other doctors and stuff and compare to see what similarities, you know, you find and then, you know, form your own opinion.
That's a great point. Pull out your notepad when you're watching the videos. Write down a couple of names. And when you're done with that video, Google the next name. Look at the next you know, and that, like she said, it'll lead you down the path of more information for you to, you know, derive your decision-making from if you haven't got the shot yet and you're not sure, or if you got the first one and you don't know if you want the second one. Just be informed. I want our people to be safe. And if being safe to you means getting a shot, understand what you are putting into your body first before you just jump on and say, well, they said, don't do that. Don't do it because we said either. Don't not get it because we said. Mm-hmm. Go research because we said. Right. Do that.
Can I ask you guys this? When it comes to, say, you know, Black people going to the hospital saying, you know, I think I have symptoms of COVID, mm-hmm. and the hospital turning them away. Is that true? Because I had actually a friend and her father passed away. He was like, I'm having light symptoms of COVID. And this was in Atlanta, and he went to the hospital. And they were just like, well, you're not showing severe mm-hmm. or anything. So, no, we cannot put you in the hospital. The hospital's too full. And he ended up dying a day later.
I've heard of stories like that. So I do believe that it's happening. I don't know at what capacity, but yeah. Sometimes I would assume it's because of space availability. Sometimes I do feel that race does play a part, where they feel like Black people complain and it ain't that serious and we got more important things to worry about than your little symptoms. They don't seem that bad. So you do get dismissed sometimes. That's the hospital. Like I said, I've had experience when it came to COVID, and I called, you know, some people and I said, hey, I was around somebody who contracted COVID. Should I still come in? And they was like, how you feel? I was like, I feel fine. It was like, come on into work, girl. I was like, so wait a minute. I just told you I spent the last X, Y, and Z amount of time right next to somebody hugging it on and all this stuff. And they got COVID and they sick as a dog. And I feel fine, but I'm telling you, I'm sitting here right with them and you're not even telling me to go get tested. You're not telling me to just stay at home for 3 days to see how I feel. You like, you feel okay? And I'm like, yeah. They didn't take my temperature. They didn't take my temperature. They didn't test me. They was like, no, just come on in. And I'm like, see, I don't trust it. How serious can this be that you, you know, you want me to come to work? So you're just like, oh, screw all that. Don't worry. Come, if you feel okay, you fine. Come on now, y'all.
Yeah, that reminds me of when the governor of New York, I think his name is Cuomo or something, he mm-hmm. He was letting the people in the old folks home that had COVID go back to the old folks home and had spread it in a whole bunch of people at the old folks home in New York had died because of that. And they're trying to make it seem like he just resigned because he had sexually harassed women, but you know, it was a lot deeper than that. With a lot of stuff, you know, so I just think they just chose something that wasn't that bad as a reason, as a way out. But, you know, my whole take on it is, you know, they want as many people as they can to die from COVID, you know, even though they're ironically mm-hmm. saying like they want to save people and all of that. But it works in their favor, you know, having these deaths on their record of COVID. So even whether they in the hospital or whether they go home, I'll be hearing the same stories of, you know, they're not receiving any treatment. So, you know, if you're in the hospital and they're not giving you no treatment, they just sitting there waiting for you to get worse and worse and worse till you get ready to get put on a respirator. It's like, well, you might as well take your chances at home then, you know. But at least at home, you know, you can still self-treat yourself. Like I was hearing on InfoWars, they were saying like, I forget the website, but he said it's a website you could go on, speak to a doctor for 30 minutes on the phone, and then you can get a prescription for certain things that the hospital isn't giving, like remdesivir and hydrochloroquine, you know, like these are like normal medicines that people have been using for years for like, you know, respiratory problems and stuff. And the hospitals are discouraging people from using them for a number of reasons. For one, like I believe if it's a pandemic, They can't force any mandatory vaccines if they have other cures. You know, no one would want to get it if no one would want to get the vaccines if they had another more natural, safer option that's been around for a longer time. And you know, they saying stuff like, "Oh, if you take in a high dose, it could kill you." It could kill you. And it's like, well, we're not trying to take in a high dose. You know, we just trying to take the recommended amount, and which is what most people do, and they get better. So you know, you can get these prescriptions yourself and give them to yourself, or you could take, you know, vitamins like vitamin D and zinc and vitamin C. Go out in the sun. I was also hearing that you can do nasal irrigation, which is like shooting water up your nose. But I think they may have it like at like Walgreens or something, where it's like saline solution, where you could shoot up there. That's a little better. Okay, yeah. So they say when that happens, it's good for prevention, and it's good if you get infected, like, because they say that's where it all stores up at. So if you know, flushing that out and then gargling twice a day. That helps. I remember one time my throat was getting kind of sore not that long ago, and I was just gargling. I was like, oh my God, did I catch corona? But I wasn't scared though. I was like, I don't think I'm gonna die if I do catch it. But you know, I just kept gargling all day. And well, maybe like twice a day. That's really what I was doing. And it had went away, you know. But it could be just like a normal cold. You know, people nose get stuff, people get cough, people, you know, throats get sore. It's not, you know, these little normal things, they be having people thinking like, oh, it's COVID. Like, you know, it's crazy, you know. But either way it goes, you know, it's good to clear out your mucus and all of that, and gargling with the mouthwash helped that. And that's what they was suggesting, gargling twice a day and the nasal irrigation. So that, with taking vitamins, and I think the olive leaf, you know, is a good thing to take as well, because it's like antiviral, antifungal, anti something else. You know, but it's basically all the germ stuff that can go on. It flushes you out and boosts your immune system and stuff, and helps you take in the nutrients from vitamins better. Because sometimes, like, when you're deficient in something, you can't take in another vitamin as good. Like, so, yeah, like, that's what I would do if I was sick, or if I had corona. You know, I wouldn't even want to go to the hospital, because if they're not going to treat me right, then I might as well treat myself. And they say early prevention is the best key, because once it's built up,
yeah,
and you all clogged up, that's when the risk comes in, and you may not be able to get out of it. And they want you to get in that state, you know, so that you could come to them when you on your deathbed. You know, and they're not telling nobody what to take. And they know these people don't know what to take, because they come into the doctor. Because the people that know, I feel like, are trying to self-treat themselves. You know, so I think they're just taking advantage of people not knowing.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I agree. And the fact that California, they said that the numbers have risen higher than before, because people are not, I mean, not, you know,
they're saying not getting vaccinated, but that ain't the reason,
right? I was about to say, like, it's not about
that ain't the reason, because that, you know, like we already said, getting it don't stop spreading it, so that just is a blatant lie.
Yeah. Have y'all noticed that they didn't start talking about the variants till people started getting vaccinated?
Mm-hmm.
And they wasn't talking about children dying until people started getting vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh.
And it's propaganda, and it's scare tactics to get everybody on board, so that whatever is coming next, which things are happening, but we'll talk about that later. Because I don't know what time this is going to cut off, y'all, because I know that we're nearing the end of the live before. I don't want it to stop us in the middle of our conversation.
Yes,
so
yes.
I don't know if you want it to speak on any upcoming projects, or speaking, just because everything's been a very political conversation, if you want to share your IG or any other social media platform if somebody has more questions for you and what you do or any of your views that they want to learn more about? Is there anything that you can tell them and how they can find you, whether it be for your acting or for your social activism?
Yeah. So I'm going, the best place to reach me would be on my Instagram, which is at The Real Sierra Mora, SIERRAMORA. And I'm going to start making more videos where I'm talking about stuff like this. But as for right now, it's just mainly like my acting and other stuff that I've done on there, like in as far as entertainment. I also have a YouTube channel where my link is in my bio on my Instagram, or you can search my name on YouTube, which is the same thing, Sierra Mora, SIERRAMORA. And I have a lot of videos on there of like celebrity interviews that I've done, and I'm going to start doing more podcasts. Shows are just, you know, shows, conversation shows. I have a 3-part series uploaded right now on my YouTube about toxic masculinity and toxic femininity.
Well, you need to talk about that.
So yeah, that's what's up there now. But I do plan on posting some more political stuff on there as well, as well as just spiritual stuff, because I'm real big in spirituality and stuff.
No, that's great. That's great. Well, Sierra, thank you so much, you know, for joining us. You know, we know you're busy. You got a lot of things going on. So, like,
I'm never too busy. I'm never too busy for you, baby.
I heard the great things about you from everybody. They're like, yes, Sierra's doing her thing. She's beautiful. She's talented. Whenever I saw you at the Christmas party at, where media meets studios, and you were just so bubbly, so fun, you know what I mean? And so, like, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, it was so nice talking to you guys. Love you guys.
You too. Thank you so much. Bye. That was good.
Thank you.
Guys, have a good night.
All right.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.